Welcome to Knowledge of Salvation podcast. My name is Vytautas, and for those who will be coming to this channel and this podcast, it is all about teaching wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God. And the Word gives me prophetic dreams, visions, word revelations to give encouragement or warnings, and of course about world events. All I'm going to be talking about in this podcast is not to harm or offend anyone. It is simply topics from my experience and from doing studying and research. It will expand as years go on, so observe everything that I say very carefully, and of course all this information combined can benefit current and upcoming generations ahead and shape our culture and civilization very fast into a more healthy one. And of course, again, disclaimer, if you hear any background noises, it's either a radiator or either relatives in the house making noises. And I'm personally a professional person. I like doing things in a professional way, but I can control it only myself when there's certain circumstances around. So it is what it is now, and sorry if you see this like weird video, you know, but I got used with what I have, you know, because outside it's still shining, you know, it's still not that time, so it would be fun. Anyway, and if you hear anything in the first floors, relatives that making noise, of course, if someone tries to come, you know, I'm gonna be positive and continue from that point. So in this particular podcast, I want to speak about suffering. About will of God and diligently seeking God. And I believe, you know, like majority of people would say no one knows, but at least so far what I have around me, you know, no one knows what's the will of God. Will of God is His word, 66 books of Holy Bible. That's His will of God for each person's life when person studies it and applies it. His will, that we would be doing His will, which is Word of God. Once you're realizing that concept, then you can move forward. So I just got that out of the way now, so you would be understanding what it is. And then it comes, of course we will speak further about will of God, but then it comes to suffering and diligently seeking Him, which is studying His word and applying His word even when you suffering. So, and there's different levels of suffering. Like for example, today, you know, literally I shut down everything and helped four relatives, ridiculous amount of work, ridiculous amount of endurance, I would say equal to the machine. But even though body bleeded from nostrils, thank God not in the field when there was dusty, but glory to God, I'm still alive. And that's what matters, because He sustains. He is greater than us. So first, verses I want to speak about is written in 1 Peter verse 13 till 17. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you, meaning for doing word of God, for example, for following what God commands you to do in your life, for example, I don't know, a person would be in some work with drugs. And again, it's for sure it's illegal, you know, and it's sin. But then God moves person to become a pastor or become a plumber or become engineer of the cars, you know, like fixing cars now. So or anything, any area you can think of which is good. So, and in that way, many people who person was in, who was going to be attacking, because the person behaves different way, you know, and this guy says, well, that's going to be, in my case, my experience, in other area, of course, now when I was trying to follow this world's customs, which are ridiculous to the core. And I remember people told, well, it's going to be like in the past. You will see, it's gonna go nowhere, there is no well, there is no value in there. to the point now where I don't even care what these people are saying about me anymore. Then there was ridiculousness that people even told me to the core that I should go to a psychiatrist or psychologist, which in my way, nor they should go, they should go to Word of God, read Word of God and apply it, and triple check it before they call in anyone that they need to psychologist. Because guy who literally working as 20 people team mentally, or same time helping physically, and same time not going insane and not going rampant. I'm sorry if you get a radiator, you know, rampant is probably going to be happening because it hitting the house. And I have to be very, it's really, you know, it can be very edgy. So really, you have to have on top of that, as you've just seen, self-control. Because this world, and again, Christ told, in this world you will have tribulation. You will have things, you will have challenges, you will have trials, you will have literally temptations like off the charts now, even more, comparing with 2020. And I believe you, brothers and sisters in Christ, you really know what I'm talking about. But no one ever need to go to psychologists. What you need to go is to Jesus Christ. You need to go to God, and you need to go directly to the Word of God and get educated, edified, and taught principles of how behave and how not behave. And that's the and sadly, the majority of people understand only actions. Very sadly, and majority of people having so stubborn stiff neck that if you're telling them truth 30 times, they still stubborn. And I never understood it, and I never gonna understand it. Why? Because it's not mentality that I should understand. Because people being blinded by Satan, and therefore they reject the truth. In this world, like, no, I remember actually from not so long ago came this Matrix Revolutions movie, you know, no, Resurrections actually. And there was this quote that something makes the same noise as Matrix does, and Matrix referred like to control meaning of the, of this world. Although in the movie it's like fictional, but you can see many parallels to this world, what's happening right now. And the same noise makes war, and in a way this is war, spiritual war from Satan to the church, to the saints, and same time against people who still in darkness, to keep them in darkness. And I don't know to what degree now things gonna come, although quite frankly I've seen some personal visions where, from I assume, because I started following Christ, I alternate, and I believe all of us, sisters, brothers and sisters in Christ, what we do, and those who still come, keep coming to Christ, what we do, we shifting reality to another alternative reality outcome. Because nothing is put in, written in a stone. There are certain events written, but I assume it's change, because if you're changing things, and like I mentioned this many times, and again, sorry if you hear some noises, you know, because someone opening the stove in the basement, although the house already heated. Like some people in this house, when I'm working, you know, like it is, but I assume it's Satan simply tempting me. So anywho, so you have to realize now that so this world, you have to understand it. Once I realized that you can change the future, and it's multiple times written in the Word of God that once you repent, and if every massively repent, like in Nineveh, God relents his judgment. So likewise, what's written in the Revelation book, it's simply warning. And sorry because I'm a bit out of breath now because I was running to have certain conversation. But once you're realizing that if everybody repents and comes to Christ, all these judgments, I assume tribulation, not gonna happen. And it's up to every person, including every garment, to change. Stop these ridiculous, I say how it is, stupid wars, stupid plagues, stupid attacks on economy, stupid control of food, stupid control of people who genuinely farming, genuinely appointed from God to do that. Stop doing these nonsenses with the DNA changing, transhumanism, all this nonsense. Because if you're not gonna stop, you will see 7-year tribulation and you will see massive, massive perishing. Rapture of church coming. And I personally thinking this thing, you know, that rapture of the church is those who seeking Jesus Christ, doing word of God and following him, sinning no more, including obviously not receiving Mark of the Beast, which is currently in operations, at least one of many, I assume, what is going to be, because Mark of the Beast, anything that interfaces with your body, without which you cannot bow yourself, let's put it that way. And I assume that rapture of the church is event that only gonna happen if worldwide people are not gonna repent. If worldwide people will repent, meaning what repent? Repent is sinning no more in simplified term, doing word of God and stopping will of the Gentiles. And about that I spoke already, you know, but again, do research. King James Version, New King James Version, search what is will of the Gentiles. I think in this aspect, New King James Version are more modernized terms, so it's easier to understand. But you can always search, you know, like King James Version original. Everything bring to God in Jesus Christ's name. That's the Spirit. So I realize now that people not gonna repent, rapture takes place. If people repent, judgment's gonna be revoked. And there is, I believe personally, this alternative reality where USA intact and Japan intact, Tokyo intact, like all these infrastructures, they would be intact, but they would be reformed completely from the core. If people truly would be doing word of God, these things changeable. But you cannot take away free will from people. It has to be everyone's choice to follow Christ. Complex thing. But that's the case. Now there's technology where governments can unify without stupid control, without stupid AIs. For example, you doing one thing, you barely mentioning stuff, and then AI pushes you advertise. That's ridiculous. You're not even interested in the thing. And that to me, like one of these things that I never gonna figure out, like why in the world AI pushes things that you are not interested into at all. You barely talking about situation where you barely helped. You were just a helping individual, but it pushes you. Like, and it's just ridiculous. And that's the case. You imagine that type of ice, like learning, you know, like putting in the garment, and when it says that does not believe in God, and believe means commit, so imagine that AI would not be committing to Jesus Christ, meaning it would not be committing doing good, it would be committing that AI doing evil. And that's exactly what Lord showed me. And again, no one has seen this vision. It's 14 podcasts. But anyway, I could go like this now for hours. But even if so further, you know, 1 Peter 3, verse 13 to 17. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. And boy, in 2 years last, I received threats. Off the charts. And funny, because it came from people that always were behaving, even they disagreeing, were behaving nice. But what Lord showed me in like very close time gap from now, like 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, because people not willing to hear, but they cannot shut their eyes and not see. And I had only way to minister through my works now. Shutting my mouth, saying not even a word, like mentioned in the last podcast. And then I saw that people behavior changing. Oh, hopefully. Further depicted. Again, Lord controls everything. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. It's not fear of the world, but it's fear of the Lord God and departing from evil and leading people to Jesus Christ. Now, of course, or if you hear background noises, because again, some relatives speaking, the opening doors, closing doors, like moving, and now I'm simply, now I have to work with what I have. For depicted having a good This is probably gonna be a long video. Hopefully not too long. So for depicted having a good conscience, that when they defamed you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. So you should stop doing evil and do good, and while doing good, suffering, because Christ even told that whoever follows him will suffer persecution. In a way, it is suffering. And will of God for your life is that you would be doing good, and suffering comes. One shape or other, but if you're doing good, but it's better doing good than doing evil. So anywho, another verse is depicted in 1 Peter 4, verse 12 till 16. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. And that's exactly, you know, what's happening right now. And even before now, actually, and I know about other false doctrines now, but I remember I myself, for example, came from Catholicism, which is lies, ridiculous, not to mention not so long ago. There was pedophilia, all of these scandals, it's just ridiculous what's happening in this nonsense. But anywho, you know, what I noticed, especially in older generations now, which now would be like in their 50s, 60s, whoever in this Catholicism nonsense, and I noticed this personally, from people around, you know, where you tell someone that you literally rebuking them in Christ's name. And they're telling, don't tell Lord David Vane, don't tell Lord David Vane. Well, they themselves telling it in vain, because vain meaning it's like does not have purpose. It's complete vanity. But when you're rebuking people who literally provoking him to anger, who blaspheming Lord God's name, who trying to stop you rebuking them from cursing you. So it's the similar thing as you would go to be near anyone that's Satanist, and you would say, you literally would rebuke them in Christ's name, and they would tell, don't tell Lord's name in vain. So imagine that Satanists would try to, and I don't know how what percentage this now, but I'm just assuming from the pattern. Because in a way, again, I studied all these false doctrines, all these Satan deception tools religions already, again, made teachings from 19 podcasts or 48, and I know what I'm talking about, that all of these false doctrines are Satanism forms, one or other shape of it. I studied it to the core, I understand what its symbolism, what its belief systems, and what its practices. And I know it's to its core, all of it, it's Satanism. That's why you see now rising one world religion, with all this another spiel now again. I know that guy, that Francis, he is false prophet. Look, showed me, back in 2015. So to me, and again, he showed me before I even knew that this guy was put it in that place. How about that? So anywho, what I'm saying, you know, that it would be ridiculous, like, you coming near a Satanist, you know, one little shape of form of false doctrine, and you would tell, rebuking them in Christ's name, and they would say, well, don't use Lord God's name in vain. So imagine Satanist would tell you to stop rebuking them and they would try to stop you when you try to edify them, because it's written, even those who Lord loves he chastens, and for those of you who I don't know, who don't know what chastening means, chasten means of a rebuke or misfortune have a restraining or moderating effect on. One of synonyms, as I understand, are humble and archaic is depicted discipline and punish. So punishing form of discipline form of punishing that humbles you. And what you see in people who having lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and a pride of life, especially in the entertainment area, you see now many, including like ongoing now, you know, people being humble. And likewise, I'm really curious now how it's gonna look like, because I personally believe that Lord showed me specific things personally from people around me what's coming, and these people gonna be humbled. Now it depends one way or the other, but that humbling, it is coming. Boy, it's gonna be a glorious day. Okay, so furthermore, what's written? But let none of you suffer as a murderer. By the way, murdering is also, when you're hating someone, is equalized as murdering, spiritual murder. A thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody. Busybody, for you who don't know what busybody is, it is when you are into other people's business. And it's one thing if person willingly by himself, herself, because it's gender neutral. Anyone that tells you something by themselves, that's fine. But if you're trying to get information from them, although they willingly not yet told you this, and not telling you even after first question, that's already warning sign for that you should stop what you do. And I never understood this mentality, and I never will. It really, let's put it that way, it boils blood in my veins. When one thing when you're seeing, but other thing when other people are asking you, well, what you gonna do? Well, are you finding this or that? None of your damn business. What are you gonna do? And I'm telling it about situation or about a person. That's why using sometimes some strong words, but there's still the threshold. And that's what some people having. I would assume it's not a people problem. It's this stupid culture worldwide. And I don't know like when it started, but this wanting to know about other people, and especially when there is these magazines. Well, that person married there. That person got child with that. This happened to this star. Now it is happening to that star. None of my damn business what's happening where. I'm focusing in my life now, like what Lord's appointing me. I don't care what he appoints to other people. Unless I'm cooperating with them and be doing like some project, sure. But other than that, it's not my business. And same thing, you know, like I notice when you're telling people that you don't care about their business. Well, you want to social. Not anti-social. Anti-world, because we have to move away from this world. Everything, again, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, meaning not from the Lord God, this on heaven, in heaven on a throne, by throne. It is of the world. It's from the world. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I would say including materialism to money. Now again, whatever Lord appoints, he appoints. But if he does not appoint and you are in a certain position, meaning you have to do something in that position and patiently wait on him and do use what you have. Be content, be sufficient of things of today. Let tomorrow worry about tomorrow. And that's what I also noticed, that majority of individuals telling, well, I live in this day, I live in reality. I live in reality. Yeah, well, why are you worrying about things like what's going to happen for other person after 6 months, after a year? Then live today. Stop living even tomorrow. And then when you turning the stuff, what they say to them, then as it's written in the Word of God now, you tested these and you saw literally who is what you are. Some people say, and of course I'm using this example, I'm not talking about the Jews, it's just written that they say they're Jews, but they're synagogue of Satan. Meaning, people, and again not all, but some, would say things, but they're actually not doing them. Like for example, would be Catholicism priest say, well, I believe in God. Yeah, well, why are you praying for a statue of wood and stone then? The false God. Because believe means commit, so you're not committing to God, you're trying to commit which is depicted in Word of God, if I remember correctly, a harlotry, prostitution. You're literally cheating on God. That's how it's written in the Word of God now, so there's multiple of these examples now, but I assume, you know, maybe some people still not know these things. So again, further depicted. Maybe I will repeat this, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, again, including hating anyone, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. So if you're suffering and you truly are Christian and doing Word of God and whatever Lord God appointed you, and people persecuting you, calling you crazy, calling that there is no word, calling you need to go to a psychologist or psychotherapist or whatever they say, and God knows, again, there's worse things to talk about now, but I know what is this platform, so I don't know. Trash will do. Doesn't matter. Glorify God in this. And keep working. Because I noticed that, again, some people cannot hear truth. Fine, they will see. If they cannot hear, they will see. Mouth zipped, not even a peep, and they will see. To the core with almost gonna be too much, and they're gonna have to flip. They're gonna have no other choice, which I also experienced not so long ago. Magnificent change in some people. Magnificent. Finally was able to turn on the light, because it's getting dark, it's literally like right now, 9 p.m. Well, 9 p.m. 9 minutes. As I'm recording, so further depicted in 1 Peter 5, verse 5 till 6. Actually, 5 till 11 is depicted this. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another. And be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So although it's written for younger people, submit yourselves to your elders, but further depicted, submissive to one another, meaning, even though you are older, do not start boasting that you know everything. Because you never know when you're going to need the help of younger one. Probably the same one in which eyes you boasted yourself. And I experienced the same thing as well. From older person that rejected the truth, rejected the word of God. And there came time when I literally was invited to help. And person had no choice but humble itself, literally. And it's really interesting. Again, God works in mysterious ways, I assume. It's written, by the way. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Meaning, there's a point of time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And very soon, another two blessings gonna come. And it's a point of time, and including I'm still waiting for four that already participated in. Again, here's a point of time, which gonna show to many people, you know, what God is capable of. Further, again, like every one of you, humble yourselves. If you want to be exalted, humble yourselves before God, because without him, and it's really good. Without God, you cannot take breath in your lungs. Without God, you would choke. And that's the reality. Without him, nothing happens. Not even heartbeats in your chest. Not even blinking happens. Without God, you would not be able even to receive sight. Literally, frequencies of the colors would not reach your eyes, would not reach receptors of your in your brain, and you would not be able to see through your eyes. Without God, you wouldn't even be born. Further depicted. And again, on top of that, without Jesus Christ, we would be all doomed to hell. To eternal lake of fire. Including. Further depicted. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 till 11. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. And again, like I mentioned, even in the past podcast, now more than ever, temptations is just ridiculous amount of the day. I would say at least 60. At least. I don't know, maybe other people are receiving less now, but so far what I noticed, you know, from brothers and sisters in Christ, I asked them, you know, personally, and yep, they confirmed, it's just ridiculous how it comes. And sometimes you literally, tiny, tiny threat, you literally resisting it. And it's very dangerous. Now that's why, you know, it's depicted that if possible, even direct will be probably deceived. Of course, it's about talking about mass and deception, but all these things are involved. Because wide path to destruction, narrow path to salvation. Picking up your cross and seeking Jesus Christ daily. Further depicted, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Meaning, God has grace, a grace when you're receiving what you do not deserve, and he gave his only begotten Son. So whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And believe, again, means commit. So it's not only that you're having faith in Christ, you commit your life to him according all God's commandments, to the laws and judgments in context of the covenant of Jesus Christ. Doing all 66 books of Word of God. Of course, some laws no longer needs to be done. For example, stonings no longer needs to be done. But up till now, still, for example, you should not have any false gods, including statues, even if it's statue of Jesus Christ, because it's not Jesus Christ, it is wooden stone image of Christ that is not Christ. An image of Christ in statue is literally abomination even to Jesus Christ himself.
Why are you talking about? Doesn't make any sense, someone say.
Well, it does, because to God, all these statues, these idols, are abominations. And if God abides in Christ and Christ in him, which he does, that means Christ's statue even is abomination to Jesus Christ himself. Like, and just portray this. Imagine if you would be in Christ's place and you are in heaven. And you see down on earth, people massively, instead of seeking you, but seeking some ridiculous image where you portrayed on eternal suffering. How about even if you're in that position and your father, this God, and of course I'm talking, you know, like as example, your father seeing that people doing this thing, and literally by doing that, mocking from you, majority of times even not knowing that themselves. So imagine how Christ feeling, imagine how God feeling seeing this nonsense. I'm really surprised now by his patience, that he already did not chew all this world to know through the fire. Because these things is just ridiculous. All these statues, it's ridiculous. To me, it's just... And that's the thing, it's written now that what's going to be in that day when all this hell breaks loose, you know, in the 7-year period tribulation. All these things start, and all these judgments just pouring out one after another, one after another. And people will see all their statues melted, literally burned, and God will laugh when they're going to ask him. And it's clearly depicted that he will tell to go back to their false gods and ask them, literally, that they would save them. Literally, in other words, if you're not hearing God and not turning to him and turning to false gods, when all this hell breaks loose, he clearly saying that he will send you back to your false gods. Now that's very harsh stuff over here, you know, but that's how it's written, Word of God. I'm not some theologian, you know. I studied Word of God only 3 times and now slowly 4 times at every single week, like in specific pace. But if I can see it, how people who theologians cannot see that stuff? It's just ridiculous. And I assume now, like, if you have a really sharp view, you know, and you would see that thing written, but that's the thing. So for those who are disobedient, it is offense. For those who are not doing the word of God, not seeking Jesus Christ, practically, for these people, word of God is offensive. And I assume that's what's happening in some of the, again, I'm not telling all the garments are like that. And I'm not telling every single person in whatever government or citizens are like that. But specific individuals, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, depends now on different situations, are offended because they themselves not participating in seeking Jesus Christ practically according to the word of God. Makes sense? And I assume in garments not like many people are good, but people who are on specific positions sadly are stubborn to old ways. And again, you know, like if it's against the word of God, that's not good. It really isn't. So again, God of all grace, he called himself us through Jesus Christ to eternal glory by Jesus Christ. But in this world, we will be suffering a while, perfection, establishing, God will establish, perfect you through word of God when you're applying it practically and while same time suffering. Through all this process, you being strengthened and you will be settled in wherever he appointed you to be. He showed me some positions, he showed me some events that's coming, which is cool, I guess, you know, but even now, for example, for me, very hard to, and I'm not doubting, for me, it's just hard to understand because I never enjoyed any of this world events. I mean, where you genuinely enjoying, I'm literally, and I don't know, maybe, again, God works in mysterious ways now, so I trust in him fully, you know. But that's how he is, you know, he can make impossible possible, can make in wilderness path, you know. Sometimes, like I mentioned, sometimes even if you have to zip your mouth and just do the work and show works, people looking for results, give it to them. Don't give words. You give them works with a silence. To the point where they're gonna have no other way to literally they're gonna be moved by you seeing Christ. And that is funny, you know, like every single of these messages that I'm saying, you know, it's coming literally to the Holy Spirit now. I'm completely not to the prompt unless you know like what I'm talking about, just a little bit prepared now. What pages now, what verse or what not, what chapters. Again, sometimes Holy Spirit moves me, but anything else are not scripted. So it's directly, literally, transmission from the Lord God. Now, further depicted in 2 Peter 1, verse 5 till 11. But now pay attention to this. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. So, all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, kindness. Because some people say, well, it's just a brother. No, no. Everybody is your brother around you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all people around you, you're treating them, because it's depicted, love one another. So also again, kindness and love as well. So if these things, again, diligence, faith in Jesus Christ, in the Lord God, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, kindness, love. For if all these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things, in other words, he who lacks diligence, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God, virtue, knowledge, self-control, and not knowledge of Word of God, self-control, perseverance, godliness, kindness, love. And he said, God said, if you love me, keep my commandments, meaning doing Word of God. I'm going to tell like directly, you know, as straight as possible. So he who lacks these things, which includes also lacking of knowing and applying Word of God practically, is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Meaning, person if lacks these things, person forgets that he should be sinning no more, and the price that he was bought through Jesus Christ, that's already done. And now you have to be sinning no more. Christ himself in the Revelation book, I think, well, so far what I can recall right now, at least two or three times told to sin no more. Directly. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Meaning, if you're choosing sin no more, you're choosing sin no more and follow Christ, commit your life to him. For if you do these things, if you do, literally diligently seeking him and diligently working, having faith in God and Jesus Christ, if you doing knowledge, meaning virtual knowledge, you applying Word of God, self-control, you controlling yourself, perseverance, you persevere and continue, does not matter how circumstances look, and continue working wherever Lord God appointing you, godliness, brotherly kindness, meaning being kind to people, doing godliness, and actually let's see what means godliness, because I know what it means now, but I want precision. What it means, godliness means quality of being devoutly religious. Okay, now again, in the Word of God depicted clearly that just religion in the eyes of God is visit orphans, widows and orphans, and that includes with other verse where it's depicted help poor and needy, widows and fatherless, and it's written be unspotted from the world, meaning you doing good, no, people don't have to know about that you did good. That's just religion in the sight of God. So when it speaks about here about that godliness, it speaks about helping poor and needy, widows, fatherless, visit them, visit orphans, and staying unspotted from the world. Then being kind to people, and love. And love means doing the Word of God. Your whatever you say, whatever you do, how you act, what you're thinking, how you're behaving, how you're acting, how you're communicating with other people. It has to be according to the Word of God. But you doing that. Your choice. And your personality, your character, you know. So if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what I've seen now. Again, multiple visions I had. I already spoke about it. I think, which podcast? I think 259th for visions of the rapture. And not so long ago, I seen another as well. But again, there's going to be playlist now in YouTube about prophetic dreams, visions, you know, and all that jazz. And again, if you're going through audio platforms, they're going to be prophetic dreams or prophetic visions or parable visions written in the name. So, further depicted in 2 Peter 3, verse 17 to 18, You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, meaning grow in doing the Word of God and following Jesus Christ daily, practically applying the Word of God. In every situation, every circumstance, with everything you do, what you say, what you think, how you behave, perspective, everything. And do not fall from being steadfast and steadfastness. Look at steadfast. Steadfast. Steadfast is resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering, loyal, faithful, committed, devoted, dedicated, dependable, reliable. So God literally holds you reliable, and this is responsibility. Well, you have to have responsibility. You're already old. Your responsibility is to follow Jesus Christ and put Lord God first. Put Jesus Christ first. It's written in the Revelation book that Jesus Christ has one thing against. It's talking about a specific church, if I remember correctly. There's quite some of them, but I believe personally all these messages are those for different churches. It's to every person still. And it's written there that he has one thing against you, about, I assume, person who hears that, reads or hears from someone else, that you left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you've fallen, and repent, meaning sin no more, and first love. He is your first love, God, Jesus Christ. So, you put him first. You're doing the Word of God practically in your life first. That is repenting from you moving away from him in this world. And this world can do this literally in a snippet of seconds. And so it's really funny, you know, because other sisters, for example, Joni's sister in Christ, and I assume other brothers and sisters in Christ, similar messages had this past week, and or maybe today you having that. It's not the first time when the Holy Spirit utters the hearts of brothers and sisters in Christ in a similar way, where same topic, but different perspectives, but leading to the same place. And it was talked about that this, like, for example, Joni's sister in Christ, and can Joni stop field notes in the description section, that will be her link. She were talking about that this world can literally sway you back in the old ways so quickly. And even I experienced this thing, I would say, in the past 2 weeks. And it's just ridiculous now, like, you, glory to God that he gave this message for other brother in Christ, that you have to literally plan and organize and dedicate your time with the Lord. And I assume in this age now where information perplexing, technology perplexing, activities like more and more now, more things available, you simply have to organize time of your day. Sometimes gonna be some shiftings in time, as I experienced now in this week, you know, literally, for example, now I'm recording video for tomorrow, for Tuesday. Today is Monday, because yesterday on Sabbath I had to record. Lord, the Holy Spirit uttered my heart, they have to do that because they had to help relatives. So that's where it is now, but you still have to dedicate your time daily to the Lord, even if it is resting. But Christ said, do works first. So you have to first do whatever the Lord would appoint you, and in his appointed time you also can be resting. So there has to be balance, you know. Because when you're becoming weary now, like you are working, I experienced that thing as well now, while I overworked. And then, let's put it that way, I almost, like, I should be already, you know, in a specific section, because of how I overworked now in the past, sometimes even 16 hours per day, which was a no-no. not to mention low to non sleep hours. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and he put at me in this specific schedule where now I'm not overworking, and same time I'm doing just enough for the week. And although many people around me saying that that I'm not working, well, days gonna come, whether one way or other way, whether they will see it how it is, which I personally believe it's gonna happen because Lord showed me. But same time, I believe that in heaven they will understand, and I really, I hope, I put my trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will appear in heaven and they will see how much I was working while I was still receiving these literal persecutions. But I forgive everything, even ahead, beyond time. Because in heaven there is no time. You know, there's time moves there differently. It can move even, it's just ridiculous. No past, present, future in the same time. Nexus point. That's what I believe. Some people told about these visions. I had this discussion, I can't remember where. But about these visions, now that this is literally a nexus point of time where people see literally tapping into consciousness of God, which, again, I'm not gonna just put away this consciousness, meaning God essentially, and Jesus Christ now. And because they are beyond time, they can see past, present, and future at the same experience. So that's why when you're tapping in that, you are in the present. Remember past, and same time in vision you see in future. While you waking up, you know, still in the present. So that's what it is now, and I noticed that's exactly why I had these multiple visions, sometimes even two alternative realities, how things would turn out if it would be evil, and how things would turn out if it would be good. And it's I don't know even how to put this. Especially for you church brothers and sisters in Christ, that it matters what we do now, of course, for rewards, but it also matters what we do now, because we literally shaping the future of whatever alternative reality future gonna be like. And I recommend for people, if I would recommend you watch any movie, at least to understand this concept, I recommend Back to the Future. Three part, but at least two first parts, and well, also third part, but there's this concept explained. Now, further depicted in First John 2, verse 3-6. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments, meaning doing, performing. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him, meaning person who says, I know God, but doesn't do the word of God fully, not just 10 commandments, but fully, observing carefully and applying practically what's being taught, liar. So, for example, a person who says, I believe in God, but worships false God statues, liar. Further depicted, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him, in God, including in Jesus Christ now under new covenant. So whoever does the word of God, not only hears, not only says, but does, the love of God is perfected in him. Now, and by that, if we doing the word of God ourselves, then we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him, for example, now the new covenant person who says I abide in Jesus Christ, is depicted, ought himself to walk just as he walked. So Jesus Christ walked with no sin. So if you abiding in Jesus Christ, you ought to live life with no more sin. Your past sins forgiven, you should sin no more.
Now again, some people would say, well, old commandments does not matter, only new covenant, Old Testament no longer matter.
Was depicted, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. So all word of God is his commandment. Further depicted in 1 John 2, verse 9 to 11, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother, remember, hating is murdering. He who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. And you can see this in people who in hatred, in anger, you can tell from their eyes just that they don't know where they're going. But he who loves his brother abides in light, and then there is no cause for stumbling in him. And the Holy Spirit revealing me now that as well, if you hating someone means that you're not doing word of God fully with that person, that can, hatred can be even, for example, you see person struggling and you're not helping financially, especially if you have way more than you need. But if you applying word of God and you, if you love God, then you're doing word of God, meaning you also love another commandment is, so you have funds and you able to help and you helping, that is abiding in light, abiding in God, and there is no cause for stumbling for a person who is helping those who are in need, if person are capable to do that. That's why, especially what you're seeing, and again I just now gonna tap on this, that's why you see in politics where people just talking the talk but not doing the walk, and you clearly see difference where people talking talk and doing work. And that's why it's so many corruption around the world, you see, because it's stumbling. People greedy, again, those individuals who behave a certain way, they're greedy, not want to help poor people. And that's why you're seeing so much suffering, sometimes even the whole state nationwide. Because someone not doing word of God in high rank. Simple as that. Now, and darkness blinded eyes. Satan blinded these individuals' eyes. It's will of Satan. Not will of God. Will of God is to help people. Help poor and needy, widows, fatherless, and stay unspotted from the world. And that's exactly what you see, you know, like I remember, like many examples are, where people say, well, and that's how happening majority of times. Well, we're going to do this, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. And it's on camera, so people would see, oh, yes, yes, and everybody clapping. And nothing happens. So it's literally, word of God tells, help poor and needy, widows, fatherless, and visit orphans, and visit those people, and stay unspotted from the world. Where opposite that would be individual, who in this area going against word of God, and what the person going to do. Not help poor needy, not help with those fatherless, not visit them, not visiting orphans, but staying spotted from the world, including in their line. That's just obvious. I mean, such things, of course, you're going to notice only when you study the Word of God. And then you're coming closer to Christ. Now, sometimes even like for example, like right now, now, like literally, Holy Spirit just pointed me to this direction. Literally. Now, further depicted in 1 John 2, verse 12 till 14. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father, he's talking about God. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning, I have written to you, young man, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So what you have to do? Again, little children, they are forgiven. But because they have known the Father, because they still not chosen sin. But what we have to do, we have to knowing God, knowing His Word, we have to do that. Overcome wicked one, through Word of God, it's written multiple times. Resist the devil, use all armor of God, all Word of God is his armor, that we would be able to withstand fiery darts of Satan, from these temptations and attacks. Sometimes even physical, literally just today, I was doing good now, helping relatives, and I felt like, not kidding, like stabbing. I think 3 or 5 times, and immediately I knew I being attacked by enemy. I started literally casting it away. It took quite a while, like 10 seconds and something like that, and then the sensation went away. Is ASAP dead fast? And I assume it was that fast, because same time I still haven't eaten lunch at today, therefore it was in a way fasting. And it's depicted that some spirits are casted away by prayer and fasting. Practicality today, literally. And same time, what you have to as well do, literally, Word of God has to abide in you. Then you will be strong, and will be able to overcome the wicked one, Satan, and his minions, fallen angels, and whatever witches, warlocks, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You will be able to, if you abide in God, if you abide in the Word of God, if you abide in Jesus Christ, applying it practically. Now, further, what I want to speak about is depicted in 1 John 3, verse 13 till 17. Actually, you know what? I will talk about a bit longer. 1 John 3. First John 3, because I want to talk in the context. Somehow Holy Spirit utters my heart, I should be covering additional verses in this one. Okay, we will. So it's written this in First John 3 verse 13 till 23. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who, including that, includes also chastening people, meaning edifying them to Word of God, or rebuking them if they're doing wrongly against Word of God, and if we need to defend Jesus Christ. Again, you have to be clever, you know, and the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom if you can ask. He gives without your approach. He who does not love his brother abides in death. That includes also forgiving. And Holy Spirit and Lord God multiple times already told me that even forgetting what's been done for you, which is so hard but doable. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, like I mentioned so long ago in this podcast. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And sadly, that's what I've seen about specific individuals in Israel, this amongst where I'm right now. But I hope they will change. And Lord showed me that it's doable. If I be as example and do what He says for me to do, it's doable. But probably gonna take some time. especially of that stubbornness of that is in some people. Further depicted, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need, like I mentioned about politicians, and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? And that example of this, I think, would be like when there's like, oh, we're building new bridges, new roads. But still people in the suburbs or on the street, sleeping in cold, having no home. And I guarantee people who drive past seeing it. Because if truly would be both fair and politician, and he would drive past in the street and see a homeless person, if truly that politician doing word of God, would immediately, maybe a driver driving, say, stop the car, getting out, walking to that person, same day, within 24 hours, would be found a home, shelter, including workplace, and given whatever necessities needed to live first month, including all the training that provides the specific work where a person would put it. That's would be doing, if truly politicians would do work of God, that would be ridiculously fast, because like an example of that is California, and I don't know what's happening there now, like, because obviously I'm not living there now, I'm just now wherever Lord God brings my attention to the news now. But again, I've seen now like coming flood now, like in California, LA, watch on One Vision. Maybe two. No, I think one. I have other people have other visions. Multiple people, brothers, sisters, and surprising decisions. But the fact is that when there's many homeless people in the streets, in our street, I say, really, what politicians doing there? Do they stopping in the street and helping these people? Do they helping clean them up, putting them in work, helping them get apartments to sleep, not be in the street freezing? How about winter time? So all of you politicians know you've been put in a position where you are, and it's not coincidence that you are there. This for you a chance to prove to God that you literally can do good according to his word. Because if you don't, you don't want to be in that position. You really don't. That comes even to all this new US administration or whatever, now any government in the world. Same thing goes for Ukraine, specific individuals in government, specific individuals in Russia, same thing. Do the word of God. It doesn't matter what country it is. What matters, what individuals choosing to do, are they choosing according to word of God help people, or are they choosing some ridiculous choices? Which does not even make any sense. If you're looking from word of God, and from point that in need to see in person, and instead of wasting, it's just ridiculous, people. And very clearly, it's so clear now that things can be done now. Like instead of like wasting money on wars now, like you can help build new house for homeless people, even blocks, providing food, providing socks, providing sheets, pillows, hoodies, warm clothes, warm pants. Like literally, it's super easy to do, especially when there are companies who having billions. Like for example, if you have 30 billion profit yearly, what's gonna happen for you if you're gonna take 10% from that to help homeless people every year? How about all companies around the world, CEOs? Stuff can be changed in less than a year. and no more these ridiculous campaigns would be required. Instead of letting the world to see what they're gonna do, they should be just do that and stop contacting publicists. Nuts. For the depicted, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, there you go, but in deed and in truth, word of God. Start doing it. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things, beloved. If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, doing the word of God as he gave us commandment. You know as well what's written in this 23rd verse. Believing in Jesus Christ means commit your life to him. One time doing the word of God. Loving one another, applying the word of God by doing it with one another. Two times written to do the word of God. He gave us commandment. His commandment is hold his word from beginning. And it leads to, if we're doing it, we loving him. And if we loving him, we doing the word of God. Three times written in the same verse, doing word of God, practically, helping poor needy, helping widows fatherless, visit them, visit orphans, and stay unspotted from the world. As a matter of fact, when I had this vision, I just now, Holy Spirit reminding me about one of future cities in 1,000-year millennial reign, I remember clearly, not only there was no police, not only there was only, for example, shoes. Only one brand that does shoes. There's no others. Meaning no competition, no stupidity, running, greediness, economically. No. But I remember as well one thing clearly now, what the Holy Spirit reminded me. There was no one trying to be seen for what good they doing. No campaigns, no vanity wasting of the resources. Everybody knew what they have to do, and including people wasn't into other people's business also. These some traits that worldwide people need to learn ASAP, literally quickly as possible. And then you're missing a lot of stuff from the word of God. If you're not studying it or hearing, you have to either hear or study it yourself. It's still your choice. And now further what I want to mention, finalizing this. In 1 John 3, verse 20 till 20. Did I already read this? I think I already read. I said it. So, finalizing this 24th verse in 1 John 3. Now, he who keeps his commandments abides in him, person who does word of God. Abides in God and in Jesus Christ, and he in him, and Jesus Christ and God in that person. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. So still what you have to do, what it points to, study King James Version or New King James Version, whatever Lord God appoints you, study Word of God. Apply it practically, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believe in him, in his finished work on cross, in his burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven, in him you have eternal life. commit your life to Christ, do all word of God, study it, apply it practically, choose to sin no more, reject Mark of the Beast, which is current sting operations. Mark of the Beast is anything without which you cannot buy or sell, and it interferes with your body. As well, if pray to God in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part out, believing to receive what you asked for, and give God thanks in advance. This is template, but you have to say in your words, from your heart it has to come, in your way. But this is this template. And as well, pray that you would be accounted worthy to escape our trial, all this and your perturbation. And if you need something, as well as from God, or if you're praying for someone else as well, this template, but you have to do it. It's not up to me to do for you. We can pray for one another, sure. But you have to as well yourself do that. Right. And I experienced these practical miracles with prayer can multiple times. I have countless stories of that. But as well, don't forget, pick up your cross daily, sin no more, and follow Jesus Christ daily. Sin no more, pick up your cross, follow Jesus Christ daily. And don't forget to teach or preach whatever Lord God appoints you, in whatever measure, whatever amount. Preach and teach all word of God, all gospel of kingdom of God, gospel of salvation. There's many names, but ultimately it is all word of God. All word of God is His gospel. Preach it, teach it to all four corners of earth, and lead as many people as possible to Jesus Christ. Because rapture, again, it's happening in 0.2 seconds. Lord God showed me, like, I think 5 times already, if I remember correctly. Quickly. It's going to happen quickly. You weren't even going to be, I would say, again, blinking of an eye. Done. Gone from here. Immediately in the presence of the Lord. Lead as many people as possible to Jesus Christ, okay? And of course, if you like this video, this podcast, press subscribe, like, press bell button so you will be notified when I upload new podcasts. Comment down below, but please from sober mind. If you have friends, relatives, co-workers that love to hear about this podcast topics, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them in the long term. If you're looking at products, custom designed, t-shirts, hoodies, comforters, pillow, like a bunch of stuff. Description section, link will be for that. As well, Bible study wallpapers and music projects as well. Description section, down below will be links. If you feel directly want to support me, you can do it through PayPal, or you can contact me through social media now. Of course, there's like email, but as well social media, Instagram, even Twitter. We can arrange other things. Maybe you are meeting competitions, that's how it's called, skills, talents, what you're looking for your work. You can contact me now. Maybe I'm exactly what you're looking for. As well, in these memes on Twitter, mainly me when I share other people videos from the Lord. Other people's testimonies, dreams from the Lord, other podcasts, and important messages that most of my heart and I believe literally, because that's what it is, not leading people to Jesus Christ. So all this stuff can be in the description section, including brothers and sisters in Christ links to their channels as well in the description section down below. So thanks for watching, thanks for hearing. I hope you learned a lot, and the rapture happens. I will see you in the next one.